Lord is doing many wonderful things amongst us here. We are congregating together virtually online to pray and study His Word. I pray that God will continue to bless us because we have put Him first in everything we do. God bless you. Please share your testimonies here if these messages are blessing you. And don't forget to also share with others. Remain blessed. As we gathered in His name, I want you to just prepare yourself, prepare your heart, and I want you to speak to this God and tell Him to take absolutely control over our meeting today. The Bible says where two or three are gathered in His name, He is with them. So I believe that God is with us here.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we come before you with hearts open of your word. Please breathe on us today as we breathe upon the dry bones in the valley. Let your spirit awaken us even as we're gathered to listen to your word. And please restore us for that which we have lost. And give life where we feel weary. We trust you that wherever the Spirit of God is, there is liberty. Let your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
I'm grateful to God that we are still alive and that we can see each other's face and hear each other speak to one another. Today, I'm going to speak on a subject that is very touchy. And the scripture will be taken from Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 5. Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 5. And the theme that I'm speaking on is breath of life, even in the valley. Breath of life, even in the valley. I would like to start by casting your imagination into a situation that you have to be confronting something that you would very well do. Imagine walking through a cemetery at night, which is something you don't want to do. And suddenly, God asks you a question. And the question that God is asking you as you walk through the cemetery at night is, can these bones in this cemetery buried, can these bones live? And I'm pretty sure that you'll be wondering, why God? What a question. For most of us, we'll probably say, no way. Dry bones symbolize things that look completely impossible. It is like what I would consider marriages that feel broken or beyond repair. Dreams that feel buried. Health that feels lost. Or faith that feels too weak to rise up again. But friend, this was the reality of Ezekiel in the vision he saw. From Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 5. The Spirit of the Lord brought Ezekiel into a valley filled with dry bones, representing Israel's hopelessness. They had lost their way. They have lost their identity. They have even lost their strength. And they cried out, beloved, our bones are dried up. I'm talking about you and I. And our hope is gone. But then God says something so special that still shakes the earth today. I will make breath enter you and you will come to life. Amen. God says He will make breath enter into us and will cause us to have life again. I'm not too sure what you are going through. But let me ask you this. What in your life today feels like dry bones? You know yourself more than I do. I don't even have to pretend that I have mastered mine. Is it your faith? Is it your family? Is it even your finances? Or maybe, is it your health? Or is it your job? If you ever looked at your situation and said, is it too late? This word is for you. Hallelujah. I just want you to look at yourself and say, it is not too late for me, for God to come and redeem me. Amen. We are living in times where many hearts feel dry. We're living in times where families are stretched thin. We are actually living in times that students are burdened with pressure. We are living in times that parents are overwhelmed. Nations are divided. Blue states and red states. Even churches sometimes feel weary. But God is reminding us today that His breath, His spirit, still has the power to revive us again. Hallelujah. To restore us again and to bring us new life where there is only death. There are three key lessons I want you to learn this afternoon, friend. Number one, God speaks life into any death situation. The bones were scattered. And because the bones were scattered, they were lifeless and beyond human repair. But when God spoke, they became connected again. And He took form. And His word and His power brought those dry bones together again. No matter how dead something looks to you today, no matter how your condition looks like, no matter what the doctors have said about your situation, I want to remind you again, when God speaks, it comes alive. I thought you'd say amen to that.
Amen.
You may feel spiritually tired. You may feel spiritually tired. But once the word of God has come forth, it will change everything.
Yes.
Bones formed together, but they were still lifeless until God breathed His spirit into that bones. Now, let me just go a little deeper. The Hebrew word for breathe is ruach, meaning wind, meaning breath, meaning fresh spirit. It is the same breath that God breathed into Adam in Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. Without God's spirit, we cannot exist. And that is so true. You and I are alive today because we have the Spirit of God that revives us. But we cannot truly live without His spirit. It is not enough to just look alive. We need the Spirit of God to give us joy. We need the Spirit of God to give us strength. We need the Spirit of God to give us peace. And we need the Spirit of God to give us the comfort back again.
Yes, we do.
Amen. Yes.
Israel thought they were beyond restoration. The people of Berea felt they have lost it. The people of Israel thought they have lost it. But yet God reminded them again, you will leave. And so He's reminding us this afternoon that we too will leave. And you will know that I am the Lord. God's promise always overrides despair. I'm not too sure what you feel like you are going through. But God's word is speaking to you this afternoon that I am the one who gives breath. And I will make impossible possible. I will create a way where there seems to be no way.
I want
you to take a moment this afternoon. And I want you to think, what is in your life today that feels like a valley or that feels like that dry bones? Can you hear God saying, I will make breath enter into you again and I will cause you to live again? What areas of your life need the breath of God? Right now, I want you to say to yourself, Lord, breathe on me, breath of life. Breathe on me, breath of life, to make a change in my life. I am tired. I am still struggling. I sometimes get confused and I don't even know where I am. And I'm not too sure whether I will make it. But I come to tell you this afternoon that the Lord is saying that He's breathing a new breath into your life. He's making a way that you too can receive your restoration. He is comforting you. He's bringing you the joy back again. He's bringing back to you the peace that you have lost. I want you to say, Lord, speak into my valleys like Ezekiel. Open up and, Lord, have your own way in my life. Beloved, I don't just want you to describe your problem to a friend. I don't want you to describe your problem to your husband or your wife, but I want you to come before the Lord, the one who created you, the one who has the manual for your life, the one who declares and it is done, the one who can create and make things work afresh in you. Describe whatever you are going through to the Lord. As you are sitting in front of a doctor and doctor is asking you, ma'am, sir, what's going on? And you would vividly tell the doctor what is going on because you believe that the doctor has some cure or medication to give to you. Now you are in front of Dr. Jesus. He knows everything, for he created you. He has better plans for you. Plans of welfare, not plans of disaster. Plans to establish you. Plans to make life better for you. I just want you to be very frank with this God this afternoon. And I want you to hold on to the promises of God. Even when it feels it is hard for you to receive it, cling to his word. If he can bring dry bones to life, he can surely restore your situation. Men may have told you that, ma'am, it is beyond repair. Sorry, we can't help you. Men may deny you of things because they see things from human point of view. But I came to announce to you this afternoon, for with God, all things are possible. For with God, your situation is possible. For with God, he will make a way where there seems to be no way. Whose report must you believe this afternoon? Whose report must you believe this afternoon? For those who put their trust in the Lord, they will never be disappointed. They will never be dismayed because God is still on the throne. The last time I checked, he's still the God by himself. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but except through me.
Amen.
Without God's Spirit, we may survive, but we cannot thrive. But when he breathes onto us, he fills us. The impossible becomes possible, and what's dead comes alive again. This is what this can do, God can do in your life and in my life. Beloved,
amen.
Give God a shot. Give this God a shot and see that which has become a terrible situation in your life would not turn around. I met this man who had lost all his income on paying for his terminal ill disease. This man is only 55 years old, but he told me that he retired at age 31 years because he had this terminal ill disease. And they told him that he can only live because they would just put him on disability and he can continue the treatment that he can. He has been given all the medication you can think of. This man was still not be able to eat. He will not be able to sleep and he will not be able to walk. He's constantly in pain. Now, age 55, he saw me and said, Pastor, I know that there's surely a God who cares. I know that there's a God who can heal me. But would you help me to pray to this God to intervene in my situation? Then I looked up to this man and I said to him, Sir, God is able to do that which no man can do. If we can believe Amen. In this God, if only we can trust in this God, if only we can depend on this God and cry out unto the Lord, he will come through for us. He told me, do you mind holding my hands? I held his hands and we started praying. And we started praying. And we started praying. And as we prayed, and I said, Amen. And he said, I now believe that should I die now, I have come to the realization that God has spared my life to meet someone like you. What is God saying to you this afternoon? God is saying to Hilltop, to Columbus, to nations, that I am still the God who brings life to dead places. I am still the God who restores what is broken. I am still the God who breathes hope into despair situations. If you feel like you are standing in a valley today, this is your moment. Bring your dry bones to the Lord. Lay down your hopelessness, your burdens, your fears, and to let God breathe new life into you again. For with God, all things are possible. I want us to go before the Lord this afternoon, and I want you to begin to look at your situation, and I want you to begin to receive from the Lord. The weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. You have been in pain for all throughout the night, but joy is coming now because the Spirit of the living God has spoken through his word. Receive your healing even now. Receive your healing even right now, from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Receive a new wave into your life even now. Receive the blessings from God. I want you to pray and tell God that, God, make a way where there seems to be no way in my life. Turn things around for me. Turn things around for me and make a new restoration in my life. Lord God, today we thank you that you are still the God who gives life. Breathe on our families, breathe on our children as they return to school. Breathe on our city and our church, oh God. Restore our faith, oh God, renew our joy and remind us that nothing is too hard for you. Let this week and the rest of the days of the week be filled with your power of your Spirit, oh God, so that we may rise and live again. In the mighty name of Jesus, we have asked this. Amen.
Amen.
Now the moment is here. Is anyone amongst us here who is trusting God to do something new in your life? Prayer requests. We will agree with you and pray with you, and we believe that that same God would restore that which is broken. Anyone among us here who wants to be prayed for?
Well, Pastor, in addition to myself, I would like to lift up two men that are fighting major, major health issues.
Jesus.
Both are in ICU.
Mm.
The first one, his name is Clifford Rose.
Okay.
And the second one is our cousin. His name is Jacques McLemore.
Jesus.
And also, I would like to lift myself up in prayer as well. Thank you.
Prayer come. Father, in the name of Jesus, even before we speak, you know. But you have told us that we should commit everything to God in prayer. We lay before you the two gentlemen that their names have been mentioned in ICU. Spirit of a living God, go through the ICU department right now in the name of Jesus and begin to minister to them even now, from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet even now, in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, remember our dear sister Dia. You know that which she's trusting you for. For your word says, all things are possible to them that believe in you. Therefore, Lord, we agree in prayer and submit this request to you. Lord, honor yourself, O God, by answering this prayer request, that we too have a confidence to say that the Lord has done it again. We thank you, Lord. We worship you this afternoon. We glorify your name because you have answered us. We call it done in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Pastor.
Praise God. Amen.
Pastor, hi. I would like to also, this is Annette. This
yes.
One, lift me up in prayer also. My nephew, Donald, he lives with me, and he's very ill, and he's in ICU. I was up to the hospital today, this morning, and for 2 weeks, I didn't know what was going on. He lives like a skeleton right now.
Jesus.
And he's lost and losing weight. and I took him to urgent care yesterday.
Mm.
He didn't want to go, but he went. Mm. And they ran all tests, and they found out he's diabetic.
Mm.
He didn't know it. We didn't.
Mm.
And they put him, I couldn't bring him home. The squad took him to St. Anne's Hospital, and he's in ICU right now.
Okay.
He was so weak, he couldn't walk, and he's been getting weaker and weaker for the last 2 weeks, and I didn't know what was going on.
Jesus.
So that's myself and my family and Donald.
Yes.
My family raised him.
Yes.
Up in prayer.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we bring before you our dear sister Annette and the entire family, especially Donald, who is in the ICU, into your hands. Spirit of our living God, we send you back to ICU right now in St. Anne's and begin to perform your miracles. Spirit of our living God, you said through Ezekiel that does this dry bones, can it leave? And he says, sure. It can leave. Lord, we speak life into Donald's life even now in the name of Jesus. That which it seems impossible, make it possible. That we too can boast that the Lord has done it again, Lord. For you are in business of always ministering to us. You said we should call on you, we will answer. Yeah. We should seek and we shall find. And we should knock and you'll be open. Spirit of our living God, we are asking you that you begin to minister in the life of our dear sister Annette's family, Lord. Minister in areas that they need you even now. Yeah. Lord, we are counting on you. You are our all in all and we depend on you. Therefore, Lord, honor yourself that we too have a cause to celebrate your goodness. We thank you in advance. We thank you that you have answered us. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Is there anything else that we need to pray about? Now, Father, Lord, we want to thank you for each and every one that is represented on this line. And we'll commit our families into your care. We know that the enemy comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. But your word says, but I have come that you may have life and have it abundantly. We pray that may your presence brood over us and in all our endeavors. Even as we move about, may your grace be upon us. May your presence be for us, oh God. May your blood cover each and every one of us and each member of our families. Even now, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Lord, for this is the confidence that we have in you, that whenever we pray and pray according to your will, you hear us. We bless your name. We worship you this afternoon for answering each and every request that we have made before you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen. And I pray that
Amen.
God will continue to bless us and renew our faith in him, that until we meet back again next Thursday, may his presence go before us. May he bind us together with love, and may he renew our strength when we become weak, that we'll be able to stand tall and be able to overcome every challenge that comes on our way. Until we meet again, may the grace of the Lord be upon each and every one of us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
All right. God bless you. Bye-bye.
In a world craving compassion and unity, a new ministry rises, an oasis of hope and inspiration. Introducing DRO Ministries, a nonprofit organization dedicated to serving communities and fostering spiritual growth. Through diverse initiatives, DRO Ministries empowers individuals, addresses core needs, and promotes compassion and unity. Together, we can make a difference, uniting hearts, spreading love, and building a better world.